Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Let's Talk Forella, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking about conspiracy theories. Whether you believe in them or not, this is going to be a fun episode, an educational episode. I hope to bend your point of view and kind of give you the red pill to open up your mind to what you may call reality, I call the Matrix, okay? I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Right after this, I'm giving you some music, a small little glimpse of some of my favorite songs, just to keep you guys in tune while we get through it, okay? Enjoy. This is Let's Talk Forella, and I love y'all, and thank you for fucking with me. Let's go. Sorry for the intervention, but the sponsored song that I had was taken down. They was hating on my black ass. So, this is the interlude. Please don't be rude. Yes. Yeah, I had to add this in because my shit got published, got taken down because the music I had in was some fire ass shit, hating ass motherfuckers. So now I'm playing music in the background for my next few episodes. Enjoy. I hope you love this episode. It's crazy as fuck. Hope you enjoy. Do-dum-dum-dum. Let's get it. Okay, so we gonna get right into it, y'all. I'm gonna be pretty much educating you guys on conspiracy theories. For you people out there who believe in the government, I still feel bad for you. I mean, at this point, the vaccine's already been backlashed. They already told everybody your immune system was 6 times stronger than any vaccine they had on market during the hardest time they pushed vaccines. CDC pulled back everything they had to say about vaccines, only to not inform you guys that majority of people dying right now are double vax. But hey, I'm not here to get political or whatever. I'm here to talk about some motherfucking conspiracy theories, okay? First and foremost, let me get right into it. President Nixon. This one is going to be short and sweet, okay? President Nixon might have been the most hated man in American history, but to me, I feel like he was the only person who was willing to let the people know that he's a piece of shit. And you guys are not living in the world that you think you are, okay? President Nixon not only was the president in state when man went to the moon, but you guys, okay, really sit here and think about this. Man went to the moon. Okay, look, I now have a device with me to search up all this information because motherfuckers always want to hit me in the DMs talking about where's your links or what can you support all this with, right? So look, unless you have Onion, which is a search engine you got to download from the dark web to hide your VPN to pretty much let you look up shit you're not supposed to see, or unless you guys use DuckDuckGo, you cannot discredit nothing I have to say. You don't even have to believe anything I have to say. You don't even have to be listening to this podcast right now. But if you listen to the ad and you listen to that music I gave you, you probably added that to your playlist, I hope. Okay? And you got this far, you might as well just keep coming with me down this rabbit tunnel, okay? So look, right here I have my device. Let me go ahead and look up, watch. What year did man go to the moon? What year did man go to the moon? Go to the moon. Okay, look, 1969, man went to the moon, okay? My bad if the mic is kind of going in and out. This battery pack that I have is fucking stupid. And it just bear with me, okay? So look, 1969, man goes to the moon, supposedly, okay? You guys, this was the only time in recorded American history that we actually went to the moon, and we've never been back since. Not only that, but during this time when President Nixon was president, this man got on a phone call with the man on the moon on a video time call
that was broadcast to every TV in America simultaneously. And not only did every TV in America see this event happening, he was able to get on the phone and say, hey, how's it going up there? And then the guy in the space helmet in outer space on the moon on the TV goes, hey, you know what? It's not so bad up here. What? Hold on. So you meaning to tell me all the radio technology that we have now today to communicate with people down on the moon, they had plug-in paid land phones, y'all. And they had a full-blown conversation in the American people's face. And that is something that they throw in y'all face as American history. Okay? Not true at all. We never went to the moon. Never went to the moon, okay? For the people who know it, you cannot leave the Earth's atmosphere. Yes, planets do exist, but the planets are not as far as you guys may seem. The term as above, so below means that the water below the Earth is the water above the Earth, meaning that there's a firmament that encases everything underneath it that separates the water above from the water below. Okay, yeah, it might sound far-fetched, but then explain how NASA started off exploring the ocean and then all of a sudden ended up exploring outer space, and certain parts on the planet have stated that they've had, sea life rain from the sky. And then scientists sit here and tell you that a hurricane came, picked up a starfish and a couple of fishes and dropped them off somewhere else. But it's like, in reality, what if we have trenches on our Earth that if you go down deep enough, you'll appear above it? Okay. Okay. Look, folks might sit here and say, oh, no, this guy's going to talk about flat Earth. The only thing that you guys can say that the Earth is round is, why wouldn't it be? Or the globe in my elementary class was round. Or the picture shown by us by the government I don't trust to get the vaccine in my arm shows me. Guys, they have the biggest budget on the motherfucking planet. Why would they show you what they really find? Because they're just that transparent with absolutely everything. We already had the Israeli chairman and NASA, who's been working with the United States government in Israel, come clean after his retirement and say, hey, guys, we've been on Mars for years. People have been living there for years. We have space stations. We have vegetation. There's people living and dying and living out their lives on another planet. And on this one, people couldn't even fathom making over $50 an hour. Okay, so let's get back to President Nixon before I get all over the place, okay? So, not only did that happen during President Nixon's time, this guy led an extradition to, guess where? Antarctica. Yes, now let's look up when the Antarctic Treaty was signed, because this, guys, I'm not even telling you any bullshit. Everything I'm telling you is on the Google side, okay? You can find this on Google, okay? All of this shit, check this out. When did the I'm kind of stoned right now. Hold on. Let me type it into my Siri. When did the Antarctic Treaty start? Because everybody worksited is the word. Okay, so look, the Antarctic Treaty was signed in 1959, okay? Exactly 10 years before man, quote unquote, went to the motherfucking moon, okay? During this time, there was a man by the name of Admiral Byrd. Let me look up Admiral Byrd right now. Admiral Byrd. Admiral Byrd is the whole reason for the Antarctic Treaty, guys. For the people who don't believe in nothing I say, You can look this man up. Richard E. Byrd. Again, this man's name is Richard E. Byrd. Born October 25th, 1888. Died March 11th, 1957. Okay? This man's death was the existence of the Antarctic Treaty, guys. The Antarctic Treaty. The treaty stating that no man besides scientists, besides government official, has the ability to go to Antarctica unless it's for research purposes, okay? Why are we beefing over color, over food, over race, over time, over money, when all of our countries can agree that we should not go to Antarctica? Why do you think that is? Because Admiral E. Byrd, look him up, y'all. Look him up. Don't believe nothing I say. Look him the fuck up. Richard E. Byrd, white guy. Or possible reptilian. Or possible otherworldly man. Okay? This guy was an American naval officer explorer. He led an extradition to Antarctica with 30,000 soldiers, tanks, planes, boats, ships, manpower. This guy had enough manpower to set up base camp in Antarctica for months, guys. And the whole reason for his whole extradition was supposedly to explore Antarctica. But that's not true at all. Admiral E. Byrd, look him up if you don't believe me. Once he went to Antarctica, he discovered a gape inside. He discovered a gape on the Earth's plane. He described it as the size of Ireland, guys. You can see this hole from the sky. It's the hole that NASA covers up every year when they show you fucking, come on, y'all. For the people, the planet is round. Besides cartoons and anime, think about it, y'all. Look, don't even say, look, we're all being hypothetical, okay? Think about it. Besides video games and cartoons and animations, when has NASA ever really showed you a 360 image of the Earth? Never. Never. North and South Pole, yes, they do exist, but the North and South Pole is not above and below. The North Pole is in the center, the South Pole is on the outer, and there's outer planes on the outside of that. And when Admiral Byrd went to Antarctica, a place that the Antarctic Treaty specifically says you cannot fly over, specifically says that we are not allowed to fly over it, not even if you're a government official, like you have to have Black Ops clearance to go to this place. And if you do to go to Antarctica, you have to approach it from ship at a certain degree. Why is that? That's so specific for a block of ice, right? No. Admiral Byrd, when he got there and he discovered this hole in Antarctica, the size of Ireland, and he went inside of it, you guys. And he went inside of it with his 20,000 men, his soldiers, his planes, his tanks. You guys, this man describes his experience inside this. And then look, before I get that far, literally, New Zealand already discovered a continent the size of Africa underneath its tunnels. You guys, why aren't y'all talking about how New Zealand just discovered a continent the size of Africa underneath it with its own atmosphere and its own vegetation? What does that tell you? That life underneath the Earth's crust is 1,000% possible. And Admiral Byrd describes the Earth's crust as being hollow. Oh no, the Earth crust is a gaping ball of fire. Why? Because your history teachers told you that? You guys, nothing that they told you in school you even use today. So if you're trying to sit here and argue that with me, shut the fuck up. And if you're older,
pipe down. Okay? No need to get disrespectful around here. All I'm saying is, it's just a lot of coincidences. And when he went into, okay, world history. Look, the deepest hole that we have on the planet is only 7 miles deep, y'all. Only 7 miles in Russia. The earth is not 7 miles, y'all. That's the deepest hole, man-made hole that we have. We just dug deep and assumed. Only thing that they'll tell you is that the bottom of the ocean is warm, so it must be hot down there. Okay, what? That don't make no motherfucking sense. That sounds pretty stupid to me. But you know what the reality is? When Admiral Byrd went inside this hole, he discovered a land called Agartha. He discovered human life, humanoid life, an advanced species of men and reptilian. Come on, guys. Y'all know reptilians exist. Advanced alien race that has been here since the dawn of time, that's in the government. Come on, y'all. If y'all don't believe me, the Queen of England has been 70 all of our lives. 70 your mama, your daddy, your grandma's life. She already has a warrant out for her arrest saying that she had 350 kids going missing in her care. And there's an article on the United King's website that her politicians put out saying that her people experienced her in a non-humanoid light because she accidentally came out into reptilian form. That's real. You can look that up if you don't believe me. If you do, cool. If you don't, just keep listening, okay? So look, after he discovered Agartha, discovered extraterrestrial humanoid life, he described not the fact that we have planets in our solar system. You guys, he described continents named Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, okay? These continents exist outside of the Antarctic ring. Antarctica is a gigantic ring that surrounds us. I'm not saying that it's a gigantic wall that we can't see over. I'm saying it's a gigantic wall. Like if you lived in a city with mountains and you could see mountains 360 degrees around you, obviously you're not in the bowl, right? It's the same exact shit. Except we're a lot flatter than you think. And think about how all these rich people like Elon Musk and all these millionaires say that they're going to the outer rinks. They're going to the outer plains to Mars. They're going to the outer crust to Mars. They're going to the outer space. They're not talking about outer space. They're talking about out of our space on the outside of the Antarctic rings. You guys, that don't even sound like a conspiracy theory. That's what they're saying. I'm just reading back what they're saying. Admiral Richard E. Byrd, you can look him up. His map of Agartha is 1,000% real. It's been accredited. It even has a Nobel Peace Prize. It shows that it has tunnels beneath Brazil, the pyramids of Giza, all these gigantic monuments and landmarks from all over the world have tunnels to this place. Think about it, guys. Think about how we have civilizations that had no contact with each other. The African culture. Come on, y'all. Egypt is in Africa. Y'all really think Europeans built the motherfucking pyramids? Quit playing. Black people, why do you think they blackwash y'all so much to be conditioned to think that you're not good at math? Because we're naturally mathematicians. What are you talking about? If you really want to know who you are, stop calling yourself black. Understand what it means to be a Moorish person. What it means to be Moorish, okay? But that I'm going to save that for another episode, okay? But look, though. All these ancient civilizations had nothing in common, but we all built gigantic monuments with tunnels that somehow connected to each other on opposite sides of the supposed gigantic planet? No, not at all. Admiral Byrd literally has a journal that he wrote that the Navy government still uses till this day. Think about this, y'all. Think about how, okay, look, you guys who don't believe conspiracy theories, and you made it this far, okay? We like 18 minutes in. You made it this far. Think about how when you watch The Simpsons, how on point now the so funny and hilarious joking cartoon back then was, okay? When it comes to media, media has to tell you the truth and propaganda. The government and the people who are above them, because obviously the government run our lives and the government ain't God, so they got to answer to somebody, right? Yes, it's how life works. You answer to your mom, they answer to their boss, they boss answer to their CEO, and so on and so forth. Everybody got a big fish, okay? All I'm saying is this shit is absolutely insane. Like, think about how we still to this day can't recreate the pyramids mathematically and how it literally has the equation of the speed of light. It has alignments with Orion's belt. It has all these properties. And people don't question how we are literally here for higher power. And then for the people sitting here like, oh, okay, why would the government hide it from us? Why not, guys? Why not? We live in a world where back in the 1940s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and whatever, motherfuckers would get taken from their family, friends, parents, kids, fucking pet, cat, taken away for even mentioning that they even seen extraterrestrials. We have video games about it, movies about it, right? Guys, right? Sci-fi conventions talking about aliens, right? People going to crazy houses, right? This was all a real thing. Now the news shows you shit about aliens all day, every day, like nothing. All day, every day. Because now it's at a point where they can't hide it. Because everybody's starting to experience their spiritual awakening. And what if, in reality, the motherfuckers don't come down here because we the aliens? We know for a fact that people can experience out-of-body experiences by reaching a meditative state which allows you to astral project, correct? This is a real thing. Why if paying bills, going to work, going to school, trying to focus on your profession, trying to focus on all these actual distractions is what keeps us from reaching our actual full potential? Admiral Byrd discovered that the earth was hollow, y'all, and school won't tell you that, but Google won't even fucking hide it no more. The earth is fucking hollow, and we need to get there. Fuck this on the planet shit. Really think about it, y'all. That's all I got for President Nixon. I really hope y'all enjoyed that one. Admiral Richard E. Byrd discovered hollow earth. Agartha, and this shit is absolutely nuts, and I think I'm gonna give y'all another bite-sized crunch of Atlantis and the Blue-Eyed Twins on Monday. Peace.